All right, any little music to help me out here, Craig? You got to help me
out.
Oh,
we can do
just
that.
Just got to vamp.
Stand by for music.
Oh, come on. You're just...
It's a beautiful morning.
That's our attitude music for today.
That's right. We are positive.
Right, exactly. And we are happy to have on the line with us the Life is Too Short guy, Scott White. Scott, where did this moniker come from, Life is Too Short guy? I like that.
Well, good morning, Bruce. Life is Too Short guy is something I came up with as I was working on this book and thinking about my overall philosophy on life. Life is too short. Live in the moment. And I represent and exemplify that.
Well, that's great. And I want to bring some positivity this morning. Strategies to make every day the best day ever. The first chapter says Roadmap to Happiness. How do we get there, I guess?
So the book is written with 10 core principles to guide the readers in a very simple and practical approach. This isn't about changing the whole world or changing your whole life, I should say, but it is about changing the world one smile at a time. And it starts with attitude. The foundational chapter is attitude is everything, the power of positivity. As you think about your own perspective, I think most people are shocked when I explain this to them, but if I were to ask someone how much of your happiness is predicted based on your circumstances, your raise, your promotion, your car, your house, or maybe something negative, you're going through a divorce or you're dealing with sickness, how much your happiness is predicted by that? Shockingly, only 10%. But that's amazing because it leaves 90% of the pie. Now, of that, 50% is really genetic, so you can't control that. But 40% of your happiness is about your attitude, your how you view the world. I encourage people to wake up every day, open your eyes, the very first thought. Very first thought's a very important thought. Set your day right. Start the day with a clear, bright, excited lens, and it'll guide you through happiness, positivity, and gratefulness. I talk about the power of humor, and funny things are everywhere. No matter where you are or what you're doing, you could find humor. Don't take yourself or the world too seriously. Laugh. Laugh often. Laugh regularly. Laugh at yourself and others. I talk about learn. Constantly challenge yourself to learn something new. Happiness comes from bettering yourself and improving yourself and learning. And by that, I don't necessarily mean going to some formal class. You can learn anywhere and everywhere. These are just some of the tools that you'll find in the Roadmap to Happiness.
Wow, that's great. Again, Life is Too Short guy here with Scott White joining us. Strategies to make every day the best day ever. What made you want to put a book like this together?
So I've been a very happy, positive person for a long time, and people have said to me over and over again, I wish I could bundle up your energy, put it in a jar, put it in a box, and share that happiness. And I was like, you know what, as I looked around me and I kept, you know, we went through COVID, we went through, or we continue to go through major political division in our society, we go through lots of negativity, and when I start to see things like, you know, just a couple of years ago, University of Chicago did a study that said Americans are more unhappy than they've been in 50 years. 50 years, a half a century. Think about that. We live in the greatest country in the world at the greatest time in the evolution of society, and Americans are more unhappy than ever. This was my mission to say, you know what, I'm going to change that, and I'm going to personally take this on. I'm on a mission to make the world happier one smile at a time, spread happiness, spread joy. And even if just one of your listeners, and I'll bet it's more than one, just smiles for half a second as they listen to this, even if they say, I don't know if I buy this, but they smile, they read the book, and they're like, wow, you know what? There's something here. Then I'm accomplishing my mission.
Sure. How do you balance sort of the fact that every minute matters to, hey, relax, don't take it so seriously?
So it's an easy balance because I don't judge how people use their minutes. What I do tell people to do is be thoughtful about your minutes. So you may decide, you know what? I'm taking 60 minutes today, and I'm doing nothing. I'm going to sit around and think. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to meditate. Whatever it is, that's up to you. The message that I want people to realize is you only have a finite number of minutes. Be thoughtful and deliberate in how you use them. I think a certain amount of happiness is controlling how you use your minutes. Again, even as you said, if it's to do nothing. But where I think people go awry is they look back at the end of a day, a week, a month, a year, and they're like, I have no idea what I did. I have no idea where I'm spending my time. I'm running around in circles. I'm sort of crazed and doing too many different things. Be thoughtful. Be deliberate. I lay out in the book, create a goals grid. What do you want to accomplish today? What do you want to accomplish this week or this month? Set out to do that and accomplish it. Cross it off your list and enjoy the happiness associated with it.
One of your chapters, Can't Make It Alone. Talk about the friends and friendships, but also, you know, what about the people that might be bringing some of that negativity to you? What do you need to do with a lot of that?
So Can't Make It Alone is an amazing sort of core principle of, we learned during COVID, I think for the first time, many of us, what it's like to change our lives where we're not interacting with people on a regular basis, we're socially interacting. I talk about a study, and there's a new book out on it, I think last week, a study conducted at Harvard that started in the late 1930s and has gone on to this day. Here we are 85 years later, and the purpose of the study is what makes a good life. They followed the path of about 725 different, some Harvard students, some inner city youth from around the Harvard community starting in the 1930s. And the key takeaway is happiness is directly tied to social connections, not necessarily the number of connections, but the depth of those connections. How do you have someone you can call your friends, your family, your peer group, whatever, your interest group? The greatest level of happiness is tied to your social interactions. And the one key takeaway that I loved from the study, especially as somebody that's about 50 years old, is those they interviewed and studied that claimed at 50 years old they had strong social ties, 30 years later, at 80 years old, they were the happiest, physically and mentally healthiest.
Wow, that's great. And I also like the fact you just smile. If you just get your smile, get it going, and kind of shares it and spreads it with other folks. Life is Too Short, guys. You've written the book, Scott White, Strategies to Make Every Day the Best Day Ever. People can check it out pretty much everywhere, I would assume, and get going on making every minute count.